It'll be fine.
I am beat. I am so tired, Annenberg. How do you guys do this every week?
Well, you do a lot of is it because of the time of the night or what?
Yeah, I generally kind of do late podcasts, actually.
I'm more of a, I mean, I can't speak for Daniel, but I'm more of a night person.
I
slept until because I took off. Yeah. Daniel is saying it's 8:46 in California right now.
Well, no, I'm not going to go to bed right now, but like my creative energy is zapped by the evening.
Last night I took a computer to bed with me and was doing some programming at like midnight.
Is that what you call fingering Mark?
Yeah, that's exactly what I call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever put a finger inside Mark?
No. He's not into that.
Have you ever taken your finger and not put it inside? rub the outside of his butthole.
What? That is so specific, Joe Batanz. Yeah. I don't even know. I'm not even sure if I've done
that. Have you seen Mark's butthole?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Do you just want me to text you like a list of things we've done?
Have you eaten him out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I get it.
I'm gay and I enjoy sex. I've done all kinds of things with all kinds of people. So
but I meant Mark specifically. You said he doesn't like butt stuff.
He's not a bottom. Mm-hmm. Bottom.
And you're not a bottom.
I am not a bottom. I wish I was a bottom. Mm-hmm. What I mean is, I wish that I got pleasure out of being a bottom because I in all other aspects of life, I am a bottom, basically. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy giving oral sex more than I enjoy receiving it. I enjoy giving pleasure more than I enjoy receiving it. However, being a bottom feels like it hurts. It hurts. It's never enjoyable. It has never once been enjoyable. I've tried it and thought, man, I really want to do this, and never, not once. Mm-hmm. And I bleed like a stuck pig. Like, it's not good. I mean, you would think.
Nick Minus is a proud member of the Pride 48 community. Listen to more great shows over at pride48.com.
I do. And I've told this before many, many times. I mean, people are going to get tired of me saying this because I never repeat myself.
Yeah.
But Kyle did a whole, the gayish guy, Kyle, did a whole article about anal sex and about how he had the same problem that every time he would stick anything in there, he would bleed. And so he had to go and get surgery on his butt.
Oh, my goodness.
But I don't like doctors or surgery either. So I don't think that I'm ever like, I can't see myself going to the doctor and being like, hey, I think I have, you know, I think I need you to sew up my butthole. There's, you know, it bleeds. And I think, and plus now apparently in Arkansas, I'm not even going to be able to be treated because they're going to know that's a homosexual illness. You've probably engaged in sodomy before and you tore something and on religious grounds, we do not have to sew up your butthole. That's what they're going to say.
Once again, I want to remind you that Mix Minus is a proud member of the Pride 48 community. To listen to more great shows, go over to pride48.com.
Cyclone says I can do holistic. So I don't want to keep you, Joe. I know you're tired. So if you,
I'm not tired. But I do have work I have to do on Drag Race Recap. I'll go till 9 my time.
Okay. All right. So well, just so we have a few minutes to give to the level 13ers.
Yeah.
You know. But now Cyclone in the chat room says I could do holistic healing.
Don't you think he's making a joke like holistic healing?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, possibly. I was thinking, let me just look. I don't know if anyone's still hearing me on the stream. Let me just listen real quick.
Okay. Oh, you can listen.
Let me just look. Yeah, it's still playing. But and by the way, Daniel says thank you. I thought for filling in for him.
Oh.
In his his hole that he left. Cyclone, was that a joke? Because I was thinking like rubbing crystals on my butt, or why do you keep doing that? I don't. What? Do you just like that song, or?
Well, no, you guys always did that thing where you always had like a punch ending to Dubious Intent.
I know. Normally I say some funny quip at the end, but since I was doing the outro, I couldn't also say a funny quip. Didn't mm-hmm. really fit. Daniel counts me down 10 seconds and then I, you know, say something ridiculous, but, what? Daniel says it's the Dubious Intent version of the CSI Miami bit. Yeah. So explain to me, when do you record RuPaul's Drag Race recap?
Well, you know that there's a prima donna who does this show with me named Taylor the Latte Boy.
Yeah.
And so we have to do it rather early here on my end. We have to do it like at 7-ish a.m.
Now, I'm surprised because you basically make your living off of RuPaul's Drag Race recap. Mm-hmm. I would say, I don't know. I mean, I don't look at your books. I don't know anything...
I sent you my books.
Oh well, I don't think I got it
because I know you're a tax maven. I was like, can you look at these books, please, and do my TurboTax for me?
It was lost in the mail, but I would imagine you get a lot of your advertising and stuff like that on RuPaul's Drag Race Recap.
Yeah,
and it seems to me that most people would want to release the podcast the night of the episode, like the episode releases. You watch it, you record immediately, you edit, and you put it out there for those rabid fans.
Yeah.
I think that's even what you used to do.
Yeah. Well, no, we would still do, we would have done that if they, but they unfortunately, they air the show on Friday night. So you don't have that same water cooler thing that you do with the show usually. So we get a little bit of a cushion there. The other thing too is, I mean, like, if, and that's the thing with joining the Patreon, you know, because I mean, look, the next day at 10 in the morning Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, you can listen to a live recording. And I will say, it's pretty much live to tape. So unless there's a mistake or something like that to take out, the show drops pretty quickly.
You know what you could do?
Hmm.
I mean, not that I'm being the producer for you now or anything like this, but have you ever done a live stream of you watching RuPaul's Drag Race?
No, I used to do a first response where I would go immediately on afterwards, which is so funny because I didn't do it this season. And then now I'm on this Clubhouse. Are you on a Clubhouse, Adam?
I've heard of it, but I think it sounds stupid. No,
it is very stupid, but I was thinking I might do a first response on Clubhouse, even though there's probably no one on Clubhouse.
It sounds like a group phone call. You know, back in the day,
John Ong is constantly doing things. In fact, while we were doing the show, I got an alert that John Ong was going live on Clubhouse.
I remember back in the day when, you know, when landlines were still a thing and they started adding features like call waiting. And then they added group calling, and everyone thought that was so cool that you could have three of your friends on the phone with you or whatever.
Yeah. Now, remember Star 69?
Yeah. Was that what would call the last person back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. We can Zoom chat or something like that, or Google Hangouts or Meet or whatever they call it now. Why would I want? Why would I want that? I don't. I just don't see. Sometimes I think they come up with things and just are like, well, we don't know if people are going to want that, but we're just going to throw it out there and see if it sticks.
You know who did a thing where they would watch the show live is Joseph L. Buhecker. He and Donna did some shows of the seminal Library is Open podcast, where what's funny, though, is they would do the show, but they didn't have their volume set right. You know,
yeah.
So it would be like this would be their podcast. Okay.
Hey, 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 hey! Put Flash a light is up. Ganja's in the house. As you can tell from my accent, I am from Dallas, Texas. And it was not very easy growing up looking like this. Whether I was playing in my grandma's clothes or putting on a show for my well-organized, alphabetically ordered Beanie Babies, I was good gay, okay? But it wasn't until I moved to Los Angeles that I discovered marijuana. I mean, I like to smoke. Y'all, I am just flying as high as your receding hairline, okay?
Marijuana. That's what the episode was like.
I can't talk about somebody in audio at the moment. After earlier tonight, I couldn't figure out how to change my volume in Discord. But yes, I know what you're talking about.
But that used to be every episode of this Library is Open.
Well, so it is a thing, though. Or maybe even you could do a special... I guess only your Patreon members get RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Is that right?
No. It goes to the public.
Feed. Okay, public. So then you could do a special thing where you did a Mystery Science Theater type episode. Mm-hmm. Where maybe just one episode, you and your co-host watched it and commented. And then release mm-hmm. that to your Patreon members. I don't know.
Yeah, you could. I mean, the problem is not every episode has. I mean, you'd have to, maybe if you went back and pick like seminal episodes where something from season 5 or season 6 or something. You probably could.
Something, I don't know.
I think I'd rather do that with a movie though than I would like a Mommy Dearest or something. Or Killing Eve with Sandra Oh.
So I take it you haven't watched that.
No. I watch very little television. I watch very little television.
I wish there was a job, literally, and there you're going to say, yeah, you could be a TV reviewer for some magazine or something. But I love watching TV. Like, that is my skill. Man, watching TV, I'm so good at that. I could watch TV all day long, and most of the time I do. So,
do you, like, that's the part, you know what I don't get is my friend John Paul works in television, okay?
Yeah.
And he works, especially right now, very long hours. You know, he's very busy right now. Because it's pilot season. And that man, he watches every episode of every show. I'm like, when does he have time to watch these shows?
I love it. I watch so much TV. It's rotting my brain as we speak, but I love it. When we go to bed at night, after Mark goes to sleep, I'll put on old West Wing episodes and watch them again. And mostly TV. Like, I like documentaries as well, but I don't watch a lot of movies. Documentaries and TV shows.
You know, you're a host of Survivor's Ready, that award-winning Survivor recap podcast. Did you see there's this new show? I believe it's coming on HBO Max. It could be Netflix. I can't remember which one it is.
Is it the one called The Bridge?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've got it on my list of things for us to watch.
But that seems like something that Survivor's Ready would cover. It's very Survivor.
So, first of all, Fatty would never pay for anything. Okay. So it's on HBO Max, which means someone would have to share their subscription or something like that with him, because he's not going to pay for subscriptions. He's really cheap. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't want to do any more podcasts. So, I don't want to recap anything else.
But didn't you just literally, I got to go in a minute, but didn't you literally just say, I wish there was a job where I could just watch TV and talk about it?
Well, yeah, but I have a job right now, and I don't feel like I could earn a living, the same living that I'm making now doing that. Mm-hmm. So I have to balance my work. I have to keep the work-life balance going on.
Yeah. Does Mark hate that? What does he do during these podcasts?
I think it depends. Sometimes he plays Pokemon, but I think he's watching TV. I think he's actually watching Pokemon right now. Sometimes he watches anime or things that I don't want to watch on TV.
All right. Well, I got to go. I got to go work on RuPaul.
All right. Well, chat room, thanks for joining us. Stream, thanks for joining us. We're going to go ahead and end it a little bit early tonight. I told
Mark. Stick around.
Well, no, I told Mark I was going to be free earlier than usual, and it's Valentine's weekend, so.
Oh, there you go.
So anyway, but thank you guys for joining us. We're going to go ahead and drop off now. So thanks. Now I got to figure out how to hang up.